age 73, Dr. Graham Fleming could be enjoying a quiet retirement. Instead, the GP is gearing up for a new challenge, giving Kimber its first resident doctor in nearly 18 months.
I'll be around as long as it takes to get another doctor there, or as long as my health holds up. I'll see if I can crank the practice up and make it a viable proposition. This is my idea of retirement.
Dr. Fleming will work 3 days a week in the farming town, 500 kilometres northwest of Adelaide. He'll be caring for a population of just over 1,000 people and will also be on call for other hospitals in the region. It will mean a three-hour round trip each week from his hometown of Tumby Bay, where he's been the GP for 30 years.
Kimber hasn't got any doctors. Tumby Bay has got seven excellent skilled doctors. I have some compassion for people in Kimber and also for Cowal and Streaky Bay, but I can't do all three places at once.
His appointment comes after a long campaign by the council and community to find a doctor for Kimber, including two letters from a nine-year-old girl. Edie Rayner wrote to GPs around Australia, begging them to come and work in her town.
I was disappointed, and a few nights a week I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. I said I would make them biscuits and I would also help out as much as I can to write very funny stories for them to take their minds off of feeling so bad.
I have heard about the letters, which really just demonstrates the degree of frustration and disappointment those people have in country that don't have a doctor. And I really feel very sorry for these isolated rural towns that have got nothing.
The good news for Kimber comes as other South Australian towns are struggling to fill their GP positions. Scott Lewis from the Northern Eyre Peninsula Health Alliance says his region has borne the brunt of the doctor shortage.
It's no more acute anywhere than in the Northern Eyre Peninsula. This is the epicentre of the rural doctor workforce shortage in South Australia. As much as I guess we think it's simple when we're living in these areas, because we see the inherent attractiveness of where we live, to recruit an outsider that hasn't experienced that is very, very, very difficult. What we're seeing everywhere is that recruitment is almost impossible.
With regional South Australia still 60 GPs short, the state government has released a draft plan to tackle the issue. It aims to expand the training capacity of rural hospitals and create a rural generalist training pathway.
What is dramatically missing from the plan is a fix for where we're at the moment. There are a number of strategies in there that may have a long-term improvement in recruitment and retention, but most of those have probably got somewhere between a minimum of a 3 to 5 year lead time. And we need a dramatic investment in rural medicine now, because our country areas can't survive another 3 to 5 years without their doctors.
Scott Lewis from the Northern Eyre Peninsula Health Alliance. Dr. Fleming believes the issue can only be solved with more funding to regional health.
When you look at country GPs' wages compared to city wages, they might be a bit higher, but it's because they're working a hell of a lot longer hours. When you compare it to what specialists are earning, it's half. Economists will tell you everything has got an economic solution for a price. The problem is governments don't want to pay the price.